the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 1168. Today is the 4th of March 2021, and I'm your host, Jared. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about Jodie Comer married with a beautiful girl. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Dressed in a dramatic green coat and green trousers, the filming for the third season took place in London, with Jodie Comer wearing a white dress and black hat, and her lacrosse player boyfriend. The actress, who describes herself as very much in love, flew to London to meet her parents before things got serious between her and the man she describes as her love. The 27-year-old has been under quarantine in the UK since the end of the second season of her hit show Eve. She stayed in West London during filming, she says, chatting to her ex-boyfriend and co-star Chris O'Dowd, with whom she filmed the second season of the series Killing Eve at his West London home last year. Her portrayal of Eva has taken her to the next level, but the actress has kept a low profile since previous successes. In 2014, she had an out of the aisle moment as Kate Parks in the thrilling and haunting drama Dr. Foster, and 2 years later she was cast as one of the most famous characters in her own series, the BBC series Killing Eve. Kate and the other woman starred in last year's revenge hit, Kate vs. the Other Woman. She was introduced at an afterparty in 2017 by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who wrote and directed the first season of Killing Eve. She was watching Grey's Anatomy when she entered the room she had seen on Skype. Comer, who recently won the BAFTA for Best TV Actress, expressed her disappointment at the news of her ex-boyfriend's death. "I'm not saying that if Jodie Comer is cancelled it's because everyone who tweeted terrible things and insulted her has obviously forgotten that Caroline Flack ended her life 5 months ago because of this stuff," she said. Her ability to play Villanelle, Oksana, and countless other aliases earned her an Emmy last year, cementing her as one of the world's most popular actresses, and she exploded with her latest film, The Beast. "I love her so much, I'm so proud of her, she's such a great actress and such an amazing person." As a British actress, historical dramas are, of course, a rite of passage for her, and she grew up with performances like Keira Knightley's Atonement and was transfigured by the transformative power of the set and costumes. This led her to the role of Queen Elizabeth II in The Young Queen, where she played the daughter of King George VI and Queen Victoria. She was born into the royal family of England, together with her father, the late King Edward VII. She played the scandal hit title character and took on the role of Lady Chatterley's husband, Grantchester's James Norton, whose paralysis eventually triggered the affair that ruined so many lives. Saran Jones took on the role of Villanelle, a married, career-conscious woman who seems to have it all with Dr. Foster. Given the chance to solve a murder in a secret MI6 mission, she destroys her obsession with Villancel. Walter gets, literally, a chance with someone, because he takes on the lead role in Kill Bill and its sequel Killing Bill. The actress, who shot to fame playing sadistic Russian assassin Villanelle in the BBC drama Killing Eve, loves her job and lives in London with her husband and two children when she is not filming. She has no desire to move to Los Angeles and prefers to retreat to her parents' home in Liverpool, where she can sit on the couch with Mum and watch Judge Judy. In an interview with The Telegraph in September 2018, Jodie said she was very happy to be in Liverpool with a man who is not in the industry. In a recent interview for Vogue, she revealed that they are in love and rarely reveal anything about their relationship. In real life, Comer's stylist is Nisha Grewal, who also represents the likes of Giorgio Armani, Demi Moore, and Rose Byrne. The central character, however, is Elizabeth, played by the British star herself, and Lizzie is known to her closest confidants as Lizzie. Officially, there is no word on the arranged marriage between the two, but there has been media speculation about it. When it turns out at the reception that Villanelle is married to a beautiful, rich woman, the Daily Mail reported. They chatted for a few minutes before switching to voice recorders, as if Comer were on his way to the spin class. Grey's Anatomy star Sandra Oh stars in the show, whose role earned her a Golden Globe and an Emmy last year. Jodie won the Golden Globes and Emmy for her role in the series as well as the Emmy for Best Actress in a Drama Series, along with her co-stars. This was Jodie Comer Married with a Beautiful Girl, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1168. My name is Jared Morris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.